Ms. Morrison explained that it's interesting to watch what happens when a child walks into a room. She asked, "Does your face light up?" She explained, "When my children used to walk in the room when they were little, I looked at them to see if they had buckled their trousers or if their hair was combed or if their socks were up. You think your affection and your deep love is on display because you're caring for them. It's not. When they see you, they see the critical face. What's wrong now?" Her advice was simple but paradigm shifting for me. She said, "Let your face speak what's in your heart. When they walk in the room, my face says, 'I'm glad to see them.' It's just as small as that, you see?" I literally think about that advice every day. It's become a practice. When Ellen comes bounding down the stairs dressed for school, I don't want my first comment to be, "Pull your hair back," or, "Those shoes don't match your dress." I want my face to convey how happy I am to see her, to be with her. When Charlie comes in the back door and he's sweaty and dirty from catching lizards, I want to flash a smile before I say, "Don't touch anything until you wash your hands." So often we think that we earn parenting points by being critical, put out, and exasperated. Those first looks can be prerequisites or worthiness builders. I don't want to criticize when my kids walk in the room. I want to light up. In addition to keeping a mindful eye on prerequisites and perfectionism, we can help our children keep and cultivate their sense of worthiness in another way, one that relates back to what we learned about the differences between shame and guilt. Research indicates that parenting is a primary predictor of how prone our children will be to shame or guilt. In other words, we have a lot of influence over how our kids think about themselves and their struggles. Knowing as we do that shame is positively correlated with addiction, depression, aggression, violence, eating disorders, and suicide, and that guilt is inversely correlated with these outcomes, we naturally would want to raise children who use more guilt self-talk than shame. This means we need to separate our children from their behaviors. As it turns out, there's a significant difference between "you are bad" and "you did something bad." And no, it's not just semantics. Shame corrodes the part of us that believes we can do and be better.